my little rant, and I guess I'll read from a prepared statement. I didn't want to do all this history stuff. A lot of this is just off the top of my head. I didn't categorize it. I didn't do it in chronological order, alphabetical order, or most important stat. I'm fed up, and I'm usually very, very patient. I believe head coaches deserve 3 years in any sport, and they deserve time. And I don't see progress with Coach Rich Rod. 2,195 days now since Michigan beat Ohio State. I know it's not all on him, but not even a showing in the last two. Ohio State took over the stadium. There were embarrassing banners. Chants of Ohio, O-H-I-O. The band was loud. It was pretty bad. Then the We Love Rich Rod banner in scarlet gray unveiled by the fans up high after the game. I mean, we used to joke about that around here. Hey, John L. Smith up at Michigan State, give him a lifetime contract. I always said that about Perlis. Now it's coming back around to a program that should not be getting it. And I'm not saying in an arrogant way Michigan is above and beyond, but they had been cruising at a pretty nice altitude and holding their own. I mean, when people were complaining about Lloyd Carr and Gary Moeller and they were chased out, when Michigan would lose, it would be to a ranked school or a tough school, traditional foe. Okay, I know Appalachian State, don't jam that one on me. Know all about it all too well. But when Michigan was losing games, they were close games. They were not getting blown out, and they were against a good program, not to MAC schools like the University of Toledo. So is Rich Rodriguez really as good of a coach as he thinks he is, or other his few supporters he has left? 8-16 overall in 2 years, 2-14 mark in October and November. These are facts, folks. You cannot deny them. You cannot argue them. He's on a five-game losing streak. He's lost 7 in a row in the Big Ten, and he's lost 7 of 8. What's the win? Delaware State. 4 of his 8 wins over MAC schools and Delaware State. No bowl game 2 years in a row now. That's embarrassing to Michigan, which owns the record for the longest bowl streak. And keep in mind how the team now that is so young, we keep hearing this team is so, so young, they've now lost 30 practices because they don't have bowls. Not to mention the two games and the revenue. And how it's hurt recruiting. Boy, you betcha. You bet you these Big Ten schools, these national powerhouses, because Rich Rod is recruiting nationally, they're just using this and they're throwing this in Michigan's face. Think about it. How the other schools, you know, Michigan's competing with Ohio State, Florida, Florida State, Alabama, Oklahoma. But these stats are getting thrown in those recruits' faces. Michigan's 3-13 in the Big Ten in 2 years under Rich Rod. 1-7 against Michigan State, Penn State, Notre Dame, and Ohio State, the four traditional rivals. 1-7. A nice win, a good performance, young team early in the season this year against a ranked Notre Dame team. Say what you will about Notre Dame now, but they're a pretty good team back then. 1-7 against your rivals. You lose 2 in a row to Illinois and Purdue, which hadn't happened in decades. You know the dates. You know the years. And 2 in a row against Michigan State and Ohio State. They set a team record last year for the most defensive points allowed. This year, second worst. And again, do we remind you about the first loss ever to a MAC school in, what, 24 games? The program's in turmoil. There's bickering amongst the fans, the alumni, former players. We've got a letter of inquiry by the NCAA. An investigation. There's still that messy divorce and buyout he had with West Virginia. We've seen all the faces of Rich Rod. It hasn't been strong. It hasn't been up front. It hasn't been a leadership quality. He's been arrogant, sniveling, whining, pointing fingers at current players. He's thrown players under the bus. He's thrown coaches under the bus, former players, former coaches. Now he's blaming poor recruiting classes on the previous regime. He blames the media for being negative. Well, there's certainly a lot of ammunition. You don't have to look far to find the negative. And he keeps talking about building a program. There was a pretty nice program intact when he arrived. He inherited a program. Now he says he has to build a program. This isn't the University of Connecticut. I've heard Rich Rod called a genius, the father of the spread option. Yeah, it's good against weaker talent, but I tell you, the good teams and the good coaches, and there's far better coaches over the years in the Big Ten than there are in the Big East. These teams are figuring out the spread option offense. I mean, against Ohio State alone, in the first half, five passes were completed by this spread option offense, and they were all for no gain or negative yardage. Genius. Got to get my players. Those are his players on offense. Yeah, I know they're young, but you want to know something? All the teams are young. Look at the two deeps. Ohio State, they had redshirt freshmen in there. They had sophomores. Sure, they had a lot of upperclassmen, but is Rich Rod coaching up his young talent? I don't see the progress. I see disputes with Tate Forcier, rumblings that he will transfer. I just don't see the improvement. Bill Martin emphatically is defending him. Obviously so, because it's his hire. But with the search committee already underway to replace him, how much longer will Rich Rod be around? The rumors, sources I talked to, three strong candidates, they already have their head coach. They want to make their mark and bring in their head coach. And maybe things are going to wait until the end of the NCAA investigation, which is next month. But there is talk that the university is negotiating with the NCAA to admit wrongdoing, self-impose sanctions, and the deal is made with Michigan, not losing any bowl appearances if they're eligible, maybe missing some more practices, a scholarship or two, something like that. But the NCAA gets what they want. They send a strong message that, yes, even the powerhouses like Michigan will be watched and are not beyond scrutiny, that they will get penalties, sanctions opposed to get that against them. Then I think once there's a new AD ready to be hired and announced, Bill Martin will have to do the dirty work. These are all what I'm hearing from strong sources. He'll fire Rich Rod in January. The new AD comes in. Bill Martin's a lame duck. And the new tenure of Michigan football will start. I've been patient. I don't see progress. I don't see improvement. I see complaints, finger pointing, and I just don't see the improvement. Pretty soon we're going to be known as a basketball and a softball school.
Hockey school.
Yeah, hockey's struggling.
No, they dropped
5 of 6. I know,
well,
I'm kidding.
It's one small part of one season.
And my brother had a great line, and he said he was going to be in town. He was going to listen. Brother Rick, he said, now we know why he didn't want a Sunday morning Michigan replay postgame show. He didn't want to have to sit there talking about 16 losses in 2 years. I had 5-7 at the start of the year. But, you know, we changed things. 4-0 was pretty good. We understand what the, and I kept saying it. I saw improvements on the defense. I saw some coaching, but then it just fell flat. And it's pretty bad when Matt Mellon on the ABC ESPN broadcasting is preaching patience for Rich Rod. That's the kiss of death. I don't feel better now, but I just had to vent. I've heard a lot of people say it. They've had their time. This week I'm only getting 2 hours. You know what I mean? And I'm disappointed. A lot of tradition, a lot of hard work by a lot of football players and a lot of assistant coaches and head coaches named Bo, Lloyd, and Mo just being damaged. and the class and the character and the integrity they showed, they didn't finger point. Ah, they butt heads with the media once in a while, but they weren't throwing players under the bus. 734-998-1050. Coaches, all three of them, told me, please, don't rip on my players. Don't call them out by name. They're kids. Put it on me. That's how they were. Rich Rod, he'll put it on a player. 734-998-1050. Michael Bradley coming up. Steve Clark. Ron in Ann Arbor joining us. Hey, Ron.
Amen, my brother. You finally have seen the light.
Well, okay. Ron, I wanted to give him my support. I said 5-7 at the beginning of the year. I got suckered in. I got let down. Greatly disappointed. I wanted to give the support because I want what's best for Michigan. I wanted him to win.
Well, I did too. I did too, Jeff. First of all, to you and everyone at the station, I hope you have a great, great holiday.
Ron, thank you, and same to you.
And I got to give you a stat that you didn't bring up. But everyone says, well, look at this year versus last year. I'm going to give you a stat. The combined record of the five teams Michigan beat, you know what it is?
I'm almost afraid to ask, Ron.
19-37. That's the powerhouses that Michigan beat up on this year.
Ron, I will use that down the road, and I will try to give you credit for giving me that stat.
19-37, and one of them was a high school team.
Yeah.
And this is for Bill Martin. You know, great leaders make difficult decisions. The easy thing to do is sit back and do nothing. That's the easy thing. That's the safe thing.
Mm-hmm.
But being a great leader, you've got to lead, okay? And he hasn't done it.
Well, I think he's lame duck now, and Mary Sue's going to call the shots, and she's just being quiet. She won't talk about it other than quotes from a spokesman and hers to the Wall Street Journal about 3 years ago. But she's calling the shots. She's, heading up and selecting those who will be on the search committee for the AD, and I'm sure it's her office that's talking to the NCAA.
But when it gets right down to it, the legacy and what's happened here, much of this falls on Bill Martin's shoulders, okay, period. He's the one that went out and got this guy. He's the one that bailed him out at West Virginia, okay, and he sat back now and saw this disaster for 2 years, and he's done nothing.
Yeah, I think now he's got to do something. But a lot of this is on Rich Rod and not correcting it and doing a lot of things that were just flat-out embarrassing on and off the field. Ron, thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you,
Jeff. All righty.
Did you notice a quote when somebody asked him, you know, he said he's the coach as of today and then tried to take back the as of today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once you say that, you can't really take it back.
He knows some rumblings.
Yeah.
Doug and Celine. Hi, Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you. I'm glad that you only have 2 hours to say those things because I totally disagree with you. I think that given the 4 years that any coach should get to bring in his own players and see them become seniors.
Okay, wait.
And have and now hear me out, please. And have the chance to take the fruits of his work in bringing in the right kind of players and getting the scheme going and not having a different coordinator 3 years in a row, not having a freshman quarterback the second year, having all these things start to come into play, you're going to see him really start to win. I would guess after watching them smoke Oklahoma when he was at West Virginia that you're going to see the same thing in Michigan.
Now, Doug, I totally disagree. He's got his players on offense. What does his players mean? How about football players?
Let me answer that. Don't say he has his players. Okay, he's got two recruiting classes right now. Okay.
Tate Forcier is his. All the receivers are his.
And only a few of the. Well, come on. Forcier is a freshman. Come on. And what did Barkley do? Barkley made a lot of mistakes at USC with all the talent around him.
Okay, he chased away experienced quarterbacks in Threat and Mallett.
He chased them away. No, they left. They left.
He should have built around the talent.
He didn't chase Mallett away.
Mallett was gone.
Mallett was gone.
You got to give a man an opportunity to get.
What happened to him?
I'm trying to juggle like six lines at once and do the show.
Doug, I apologize.
Yeah, that was my fault.
We accidentally hung up.
Yeah.
And we apologized. We weren't blowing you off. It was Kopi that said it and apologized.
I'm trying to keep a line open for Bradley, and I can't.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, this is the last one before Bradley. JJ in Lincoln Park. Hey, JJ.
I'll make mine quick. Everything you said is true. Here's one more fact for your book. This great offense of ours was ninth overall during Big Ten play, while our defense was 11.
Yep.
And this is your Coach Rod's fault. This is the guy who hired him's fault. This offense will not work in the Big Ten. It will not work in the red zone against bigger, stronger people. You better be able to run the ball straight ahead when the game's on the line.
Yep.
And if we do get a lead, do you think this team could run out the clock?
Nope.
I'd love to see that game.
Nope. Ohio State had negative rushing yardage in the after one quarter, but finished with over 250 on the day. Wore them down. Thanks, JJ. And this conditioning, that's a bunch of BS. Barwis, you too. I don't see the positive. I don't see the positive. I don't see the positive. And when Bill Martin emphatically defends Rich Rod, I'd like to hear why. Or Mary Sue Coleman. Because I watched the press conference Saturday, and I was just embarrassed. I was queasy, the mistakes. He doesn't have an answer. He just doesn't. And his players, what the hell are his players? What's his players? 5'11", 170-pound receivers who are quick in open space? They can't get open. Or some of these routes, everybody goes out 5 yards and does a button hook. Hey, you know, and then for no gain or minus yardage. 734-998-1050, open lines later on. El Hombre up next. Steve Clark after that, all here on the Big Show on WTKA.